Asian Voice News on a global link.
Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 passes second reading. Works on Seringem Pika Road to start in April 2026. And ECOWAS rejects Guinea-Bissau military transition plan, warns of sanctions. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasawo. The Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has passed the second reading stage in the National Assembly of Zambia. The bill was subjected to debate by members of parliament who examined its general principles and objectives before it was put to a vote. Following deliberations, the House resolved to allow the bill to proceed to the next stage of the legislative process. The passage of the bill at second reading signifies parliamentary approval of its underlying intent, paving the way for further scrutiny at the committee stage, where specific clauses will be examined in detail and possible amendments proposed. Once the committee stage is concluded, the bill will return to the House for third reading before it can be passed into law and subsequently assented to by the President. The Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 seeks to introduce changes to the country's constitution in line with the government's proposal aimed at strengthening governance and enhancing constitutional provisions. Glorious Bible Gospel Church Presiding Bishop Benson Chisenga has urged young people to uphold godly conduct and discipline as the festive season approaches. Bishop Chisenga emphasized the importance of proclaiming the gospel during the festive period, noting that it is a time when people are more open and receptive to spiritual messages. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Chisenga said that the festive season should be a time of thanksgiving, responsibility and celebration of Christ, rather than excessive focus on material things. The idea is to practice thanksgiving and responsibility and to celebrate Christ beyond the season, said Mr. Chisenga. Mr. Chisenga noted that Christmas is not about food, clothing or entertainment, but about giving, showing love and helping the needy. He anchored his message on Luke chapter 2 verse 11, urging young people to keep the scripture at the center of their celebrations. Bishop Chisenga further encouraged young people to practice gratitude and contentment and to resist peer pressure and indulgence in ungodly activities as the festive season draws closer. Bishop Chisenga further encouraged young people to practice gratitude and contentment and to resist peer pressure and indulgence in ungodly activities that do not glorify God as the festive season draws closer.
Avoid substance abuse or of alcohol and drugs and anything of that nature. They must avoid immorality, sexual immorality. They must avoid violence. Their conduct must reflect Christ. Their conduct must demonstrate responsibility of a citizen of our country. Patriotism and responsibility and accountability. Their conduct must reflect someone who must be honorable before their family members and somebody who should.
Government has announced that rehabilitation works on the Seringem Pika Road will commence in April 2026 at the end of the rainy season. Minister of Infrastructure and Urban Development Charles Milupi says the project will be implemented through a grant under the Transport Corridors of Economic Resilience Tracer Program, funded by the World Bank at a cost of $270 million. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mr. Milupi explained that the works will be carried out in two lots. Lot 1 will involve the construction of a 105-kilometer stretch between Serenje and Lukulu, while Lot 2 will cover 103 kilometers from Lukulu to Chilonga area. The minister was responding to a question from Chitambo Member of Parliament, Remember Mtale, who sought to know whether government is aware of the deplorable state of the Great North Road between Serenje and Lavushmanda districts, and what urgent measures are being taken to prevent loss of lives and property due to road accidents on the affected section. Mr. Milupi acknowledged the poor condition of the road and said the ministry is currently finalizing procurement procedures, noting that World Bank-funded projects require adherence to strict processes. In the interim, government has intensified spot road inspections, pothole patching and road widening on the affected sections to improve safety as bidding documents have been finalized, said Mr. Milupi. The Poultry Association of Zambia says the current improvement in electricity supply is still insufficient to meet the demands of the poultry industry. Last week, Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote said the power supply has improved, with some areas now receiving up to 10 hours of electricity per day. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Association President Dominic Chanda said that while the development is commendable, the number of hours remains inadequate for effective operations in the poultry sector. Mr. Chanda explained that poultry producers are yet to see meaningful improvements on the ground, particularly in product storage and preservation. The association has not yet started seeing any significant change on the ground until consumers are able to refrigerate their products for 1 to 2 weeks without them going bad, said Mr. Chanda. He expressed concern that the continued energy challenges are hindering growth in the poultry industry.
If there's an increase, for example, for 1 to 2 to 3 hours, that will not be enough still to keep the fridges in a working condition and change the consumption pattern by the consumers. So we have not yet started seeing any significant changes on the ground until we reach a stage where consumers will be able to have that power to pump their to actually make their fridges in a working conditions to keep the fresh product in a state that can be consumed even after 1 week or 2 weeks.
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners here on radio station, updating the business side as usual on a Monday. Currency straight up on 1.33, that is a pound, 1.17 euro, 7.04 Chinese yuan, 90.73 Indian rupee on the weaker side, and I'm looking at South African rand on a 16.81. Remember I said yesterday in info was, look, when you see the rand appreciating, pretty pasu, quite hard to appreciate as well, where the way we are done. So quite appreciates as well, sort of holding in, dug in on 23 against 23.23, quoting Stanbic Bank, who are actually on the lower side on a 22.89 buy and 23.15 sell. So Kwacha is strong. International market, Brent crude is trading at 61.08 a barrel, 57.40. Your jet fuel, just case you're flying out, and I'm looking at gold, 4343.24. What a figure that is, an ounce, 11.685 strong. Copper price, 14.538. Nickel, none those are interested in commodities side. I'm looking at 526.50, that is wheat price, 440.75, that is corn, maize, which 10.86, nyama soya, soya beans, international market 61.72, cocoa lovers. Stock markets have seen activities on CE Copperbelt Energy Corporation, ZAMEFA, taking our Lusaka Stock Exchange 2556.89, that is as of Friday. And 972724, that is London Stock Exchange live, 48854.05, that is live as on Bloomberg, that is Dow Jones. So on the Kwacha side, we have a strong Kwacha. I said, I'm going to put my head on the guillotine. This Kwacha, who's sticking there, 23.5, I don't see it going up until we close the year. Take note, next week industrial break, Christmas the other week, things slowing down early week of January. Enjoy your lunch. It is a bye-bye. We probably going to close out with a very strong quarter this year, probably levels of 22 or below 23. Enjoy your lunch. It is a bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, West African leaders have rejected a transition program announced by Guinea-Bissau's military rulers, calling instead for a swift return to constitutional order and warning of targeted sanctions against those obstructing the process. The position was reaffirmed on Sunday in Nigeria's capital Abuja, where heads of state and government met for the 68th summit of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, amid growing concerns over insecurity, economic pressures, and political instability across the region. Opening the summit, ECOWAS Commission Chairman and Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio warned that the resurgence of unconstitutional changes of government continues to pose a serious threat to regional stability. Chile elects far-right Jose Antonio Kast